American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute. He is a physician, and Henry has been my guide on the crisis now known as the pandemic since early 2020, when Henry and I first discussed this unusual pneumonia that was reported in China. We now know it's called COVID-19. It is a coronavirus, but these terms are tossed around routinely as if everybody understands what it is and what the challenge was, especially for the vaccines that we have, the vaccines that are in production, the remedies that are somewhere between nothing and the vaccines. And going forward, what is to be done for this word endemic? Dr. Miller, Henry, a very good evening to you. I want to begin by asking what we've learned these last years about a coronavirus. What is different about it that makes it especially challenging for all of us? Good evening.
Hi, John. Well, coronaviruses have been with us for a very long time, and there are about four variants that cause the common cold. So we're familiar with them, and unfortunately our immune system isn't sufficiently familiar with them that it was able to reject this novel coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19. The terminology is a little complicated. In fact, we've been familiar enough with vaccines against coronaviruses that there are coronavirus vaccines for a variety of animals, including dogs and cats and pigs. So the technology was there, old-fashioned technology. But warp speed and the background of molecular biology and virology over the past decade or so made it possible for these new technologies, so-called messenger RNA or mRNA technology, to produce vaccines in record time. The scientific and vaccine communities were absolutely astonished at the rapidity with which the Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines were developed. They've been very successful. They're continuing to do well, but actually somewhat less well with the emergence of so-called variants of concern, which are not as completely effectively neutralized as was the original Wuhan variety strain.
And Henry, that is a significant factor, correct? That with the variants are naturally, logically part of viruses. They always change. Isn't that correct?
They do. Some viruses more rapidly than others. So we're all familiar with the need for a new flu vaccine shot every year, because flu mutates very, very rapidly and sometimes drastically, in a way that causes flu pandemics. The coronavirus, does not mutate quite as rapidly, but, we have a situation, John, as you know, where there are millions and millions of cases around the world, even now, continuing to occur. And each person who's infected is, in effect, an incubator of new mutants, potentially opportunistic mutants that could become prevalent and be more transmissible, more virulent, and more resistant to the immunity conferred by vaccines.
What does the word endemic tell us about the future, Henry?
It tells us that it will be with us and there will be surges and diminishment from time to time, as we see with flu, which of course is seasonal, but we won't be rid of it. We need to prepare for it, and we need to try to suppress the coronavirus whenever it rears its head.
Now, we have vaccines that are said to be highly effective. I've taken two doses of Moderna. I know others who have doses of Pfizer, some who have the one dose of Johnson & Johnson. At this point, is there information as to whether they will need boosters or whether we will need to go through this every year? Do we know, Henry?
We don't know yet, John, but, you know, this entire pandemic has been a moving target, and we're gaining important knowledge in various areas. So, for example, there was a recent finding that the vaccines are less effective, sometimes completely ineffective, in people who are immunosuppressed for some reason. So there are some 6 million people who are organ transplant recipients who are on drugs to prevent their bodies from rejecting those transplants, and they have very poor responses to the vaccine because of the drugs. And there are other groups of patients, patients who are on immunosuppressant drugs for other autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, bowel inflammatory diseases of the bowel and elsewhere, and they're responding very poorly or not at all, which bodes ill for them if the community at large is not willing to become vaccinated and to keep the levels of COVID-19 way, way down. Given the vaccine hesitancy that we see, I think that's not going to happen sufficiently. People are going to continue to be sick, and so we're going to need antiviral or anti-inflammatory treatments for COVID-19 indefinitely.
And I turn to your article in Fierce Healthcare, because the vaccine is there, but the vaccine is no guarantee at this point. And people who are immunosuppressed or have conditions that make the vaccine less than effective need something short of prevention. They need treatments at the time. Remdesivir, I've heard about it often, but there's been so much controversy about remedies short of the vaccine, Henry. Now that the vaccine is here, is remdesivir recommended for people who are suffering from the COVID-19? In other words, the coronavirus has gotten through the vaccine, or whether they were never given the vaccine. Is this what we have, or are we developing more remedies?
Well, remdesivir is the only approved treatment, and that's an antiviral agent. It attacks the virus directly. It's a good drug, but not a fabulous drug. Another approach, besides trying to inhibit the virus directly, is to modulate the inflammatory process that is part of the pathology of COVID-19. So what happens is that the virus infects lung cells, it infects the blood vessels that supply the lungs and other organs, causes clots, causes dangerous inflammation. And then you can get a kind of hyper-inflammatory process that is very dangerous and causes the respiratory distress and sometimes death. So we have new drugs such as monoclonal antibodies that modulate that inflammatory process, suppress it, and enable the a more appropriate equilibrium in the sick patients to enable them to recover.
So there's pipeline of remedies that are quite separate from the vaccine, if I understand this correctly. These are not meant to prevent you from getting the coronavirus. These are meant to be used when and if you come down with it or a variant, despite the fact you're vaccinated. Is that correct?
Exactly, John, exactly. So there's a drug called narsoplimab, a monoclonal antibody that's been used with some success in various autoimmune diseases, and that's been tested preliminary studies, small-scale studies for COVID-19, and it looks fairly promising. So, you know, we're really covering the waterfront with the approaches to both preventing and to treating COVID-19.
And Henry, you've taught me over the years that they need to each year guess a little bit when they do vaccines for the flu, which you always warn people about, wash your hands, be careful, get your flu shot. Is that going to be true for, do we know yet, will they have to guess a little bit every year for this coronavirus mutants, or have they got the pathway for vaccines? Vaccines I'm talking about, not remedies.
Yeah, absolutely. And the companies, particularly those that make the messenger RNA vaccines, are ready and willing and able to shift manufacture to different to protect against different variants of SARS-CoV-2 if and when that becomes necessary. Also, you asked earlier about whether we'll need boosters. A booster is an additional dose of an existing vaccine, one you've had before, and it's possible that down the road, as new variants emerge, a booster shot of a vaccine that we've had before will give us enough immune power, if you will, to resist the new variants. If that's not sufficient, the companies are, as I said, able to produce entirely new vaccines, such as we see with flu each year.
Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, molecular biologist, and senior fellow at the Pacific Research Institute. He was the founding director of the FDA's Office of Biotechnology. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A mochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.